Hello, Montreal, and hello to all our friends listening across the province today on this Remembrance Day. And we're going to speak right now to a Montreal author who always knew he'd write a war novel, Matthew Murphy, author of A Beckoning War. It's his debut novel, and Matt joins me in studio. Hi, Matt. Thanks for coming in.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So what inspired you to write your very first novel about World War II and really Canada's role in that war?
Insanity and overconfidence.
Did you bite off more than you can chew when you started?
I thought at times, but I always knew I was going to be a writer. I had started writing when I was about 6 or 7 and would, you know, fill up notebooks with pictures and stories. And later on, when I was a teenager, I knew that that would take the form in novels one day, at least as something I would try. And I knew that probably one of those would be a war novel. I was always interested in reading about Canada's history, so I'd already steeped myself in that to some degree.
Even at a young age, right? That's interesting, because a big worry now on this Remembrance Day especially is that those stories will not get passed on to the next generation. But for you, you were always interested
Well,
at a
both
young
my
age.
Parents are teachers, so there were always all kinds of books around the house. One, my mom is a history teacher and my dad was a geography teacher, so there's a blend of those two things. And, I grew up hearing people's stories, part of the great Canadian experience of the last, over half century or even century is the fact that so many people have grandparents or great uncles or aunts that were involved somehow in the war efforts in World War I or World War II. So I would always hear these veteran stories. And my aunt was born in wartime Poland, so got a kind of the refugee experience of that. So I grew up hearing this kind of stuff in a secondhand way, but it really soaked in. If you're a writer, you're always observing these things, and you might use them later. They form obsessions.
So was that your research? Was it people's stories, or it also involved going through the books and getting, because it's fiction, but it's set in 1944 Italy toward the end of the war. It's real places, where this occurred, so that you have the fact mixed in with the characters who are fictitious.
Well, I started... If anyone out there wants to write a historical novel, my formula was when I started, I was 21, and I should have been studying for an English exam. And then I knew, I'm probably going to do this, so let's just do it. I thought I had enough to start with because a character had formed in my mind, a situation had formed in my mind, and I'd started sketching scenes out in notebooks. And some of those scenes were like nascent versions of what became the actual first chapter of the book. So I had something to go on. I'd read enough books and just steeped myself in it enough. It almost seemed like a somewhat of a vicarious experience. So I was able to write 21 pages in a week. A few weeks. And I was like, okay, you have a template. There's a character, there's a situation, there's a style, and you can't possibly finish this right now. The road ends here. Much research begins now.
Yeah.
And then I really steeped myself in it after. But for me, if you're writing a historical thing, if you can start, you have something to work with, then I just need to get this perfect, but I can convince you that it's realistic enough that I think I can pull this off.
So let's talk a little bit about the protagonist, and I'll have you read just a little excerpt
sure.
So people can get the gist of it. But it's Captain Jim McFarlane, and he goes off to fight in war. He volunteers. Mm-hmm. He wasn't drafted. He volunteers, and he leaves his wife, Marianne, behind in Canada. And go ahead.
Okay, so this scene is the beginning of what is Chapter 5. Okay. Sunbeams through the August window touch his face. The floral patterned curtain flaps in the teasing morning breeze in the absence of glass or screen. A stir, a murmur, the light fanning of sheets as he awakens. Beside him, she sleeps, Marianne, his wife. He kisses her gently on the cheek and she smiles softly in her slumber. Shh, let her sleep. I've been here before, I think. Never mind. Look out the window. He parts the curtain and looks out over a jagged sea of faded terracotta roofs and chimneys and steeples into the piazza in the early dawn, beyond the cobblestone piazza and its fountain, through the downward curve of a narrow street between the pastel facades of buildings strung lazily together by lines of drying laundry, is the sun, gilding the waters that lap molten at the beach as it rises from the horizon of the sea. He looks back down into the piazza. The neoclassical post office is colonnaded with marble columns that remind him of the legacy of the Romans. There is no one in the street. The world belongs to him and Marianne. She's come all this way. I can't believe she made it. Must have bribed her way over here. He whistles to himself at his good fortune. He crawls back into bed, careful not to awaken her. He fingers a tendril of her dark, soft, corkscrew curls spilled about the pillow and tickling his shoulder. She sleep-sighs and stirs slightly in an expression of utter contentment. The earth quakes underneath his feet and the sky goes black with ash as with a deafening volcanic roar. The air is sucked from his lungs in a Vesuvian, up with a start to a thundering jolt.
I'm going to stop you right there because you just transported us to 1944 Italy. We're almost out of time, but thank you so much for that. And it's called A Beckoning War. You graciously bought a copy for us to give away. So I'm going to open the text line. If anyone can tell us, where is this book set? What is the setting of this book? Text us 514-566-9066. Thank you very much, Matt.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Matthew Murphy, author of A Beckoning War. His book is available at Montreal bookstores, including Chapters and Paragraph.